You're right.
Hey, good morning, Rich. How are you?
Good morning, Woody. Just leaving the house. I've never heard you on this repeater before.
Oh, yeah, I'm over here all the time. How about you?
I monitor. I'm on and off, though. Typically, this is the repeater we use for the Barra TechNet.
I'm just seeing if you get your morning coffee yet. I punched it in. I know Gordon's over here in bed, and alternate machine for store up in the Berkeley County area, so I added in here. I figured I'd make it a point. I was doing some technical stuff with Gordon. Got me into he's listening here, rather tied up at like 4:42 in the morning with everybody commuting and what have you. Very good. What's new with you?
I was up in Boston earlier this week for work. Got back like 2:00 yesterday morning. So I'm still a little groggy, but life is good. Yeah, Woody, you're really like almost at the end of your string for this repeater. Are you home or remote somewhere?
Oh, really? That's interesting. Yeah, I'm home. Running about 50 watts to a vertical at 60 feet. And I'm hearing it just about full quieting. I'm not making it in.
Yeah, at first I thought you might be out of the HT.
Wow. I'll have to put the beam up. I'm hearing it almost full quieting, and I'm pulling over 8 amps of current from the power supply, so that's strange.
Yeah, I was, like I said, I was surprised to hear you put your call out on here, and then I thought you might be out and about with an HC or something at first. You're definitely a lot different than when you're over in the repeater on Wayne on the 440 machine.
Yeah, well, on 440 I've got a 11L repeater. That's fixed up camping. And I've got a 4-element loose-fit Yagi that I built for Junior FM that I need to put back up. I had attached it rear mounted to the mast, and the mast was taken to everything straight to PSWR, so I need to mount it a little bit differently. But yeah, I've got a 4-element. These dual band verticals, the SWR changes around on them, and the magic network is pretty flimsy. I was just going to go with a terribly matched antenna, and then I'll even be able to run my amp if I want. So my project for the next 2 days is to hook up my 2-liter amplifier, and the 2-liter amplifier is a 3CX800, so it can run probably 800 watts if I want.
Wow. Do you do 2-meter sideband too?
Yeah, that's the main purpose of that for the amp. I mean, I was listening to WAANS yesterday out of Ohio. I hear the guys from North Carolina pretty regularly. Talk to guys in Connecticut, all point to point no repeaters.
Okay, are you going to do the VHF contest?
Roger. How about you?
No, negative. I am not a contester. I've gone to 2 field days, and I've operated 1, and that's not for me. I will sit home and chuck a few points out for people, but I don't turn in logs or anything, so I won't be there. Back to you. AC2GI.
Yeah, I
understand. I'm really not much of an EGF contester either. The EGF-1s are a little more low-key. You can sit back and take a load of people. Oh, you know, I just don't know. That sort of thing. It's not real high pressure. So, yeah, I haven't done it much in the last couple of years, but I had to repair the antennas, and, you know, I had some radio problems and such. When I was out of Dayton, I picked up a new transfer, new to me, a downreach microwave temperature transfer. Got a gas in the front end and what have you, so I've got that with the DS590. I've got the amp that hopefully I'll get hooked up. So I've got 30 kilowatt on 2. I've got the PW1 amp, which works on 6. So basically 6 on 2. I'm not doing all the other bands. But, yeah, I like the sideband stuff. There's a lot I can do from this point. No clubs to join, no politics. I mean, where you are, Bauer and Farallon are pretty decent clubs. They actually have the radio content. Unfortunately, out my way, it's usually more business and politics than AM radio, so I don't belong in local clubs.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Yeah, copy that. Hey, Woody, I'm going to have to say 73, so I got to stop at a store, and then I'll probably be over on the other machine. So good hearing you. Again, a little tough, but I'm glad you made it over here. That we moved the TechNet from the Alpine repeater to here on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. So, all right, you have a good day, and hopefully we'll catch you down the line. AK2S, AC2GI, 73, Woody.
Okay, Rich. Well, next thing will be you have to check that, figure out what happens to the sensitivity on this machine. 73, AC2GI, AK2S.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS. Repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. 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 This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Here is WA2CLP listening.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
WA2CLP portable.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. 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 NJ2BS repeat.
KD2B listening.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
BKD listening.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.